I just needed some briefing on the issue that we dealt with yesterday. But we'll come to that. But before we come to that, I want Honorable Khalil Flom just to give us now a report now. Exactly how long does it take to travel from Bloemfontein to Cape Town?
Jefferson, during the construction works and all the things, and also constructions in the air, it's very difficult for the planes to land in the Western Cape. But we are very glad this morning to welcome the Honourable Member from Bloemfontein and the new province in South Africa. And we are very happy she is back in the Western Cape. Not in the Western Cape, in South Africa, but we are in the Western Cape.
No, because of rock constructions in the air.
Colleagues, thank you very much. No, thank you very much. Now, well, let's welcome those colleagues who were not here yesterday. Can you switch off that one, please? Ma'am Tim.
Oh.
I'll switch off. Thank you. Yesterday we dealt with the report of the visit to Limpopo. Though we completed the report, but there were certain issues that were not very clear, were outstanding. And when we visited the Wop Dam, for instance, we were told about the deliver date that will be April 2011. And they insisted that that date stands. Now, yesterday we had a deliberation amongst ourselves as to whether, from what we saw, do we think that was realistic. And to us, delivery meant that the water will go to the people. We're told about second dates and of that delivery and whatnot. But we thought that it would be better to ask the researcher just to clarify those things as to exactly what is it that they meant. I would want the researcher just to give us feedback. Mr. John.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, will remember that the first changes that were made in the report yesterday were on the first page. I think probably it's better for us to start there from the beginning of the report, which was the rearrangement of the staff composition area underneath the area of members of parliament, and then stated that department officials were also met in various sites and put them below the staff and members. That was the proposal from the members yesterday. We also as the chairperson has indicated that there was a deliberation regarding the completion of the Duop Dam yesterday. In the report, it indicated that the department is very adamant that the project will be completed by the 1st of April, and the delivery of water will then begin from there. Now, it came out to the from the deliberation yesterday that there are two versions of this statement. Then he went as far as clarifying it. Either the delivery of water to the dam, or did they mean the delivery of water to the people? Now, when I spoke to one of their officials yesterday, he told me that the 1st of April means the completion of the dam itself, and then the delivery of water means the delivery of water to the dam, not to the people. So that was the explanation, that they will complete the dam on April and then deliver the water to the dam. Then I went as far as asking some probing question as to say, what is the exact date have they anticipated for the delivery of water to the people? Because I think as the committee was going to oversight, we had that in mind, that we put people first in this oversight trip. So what is happening there? And then they said, no, there is a, what do you call, there are different phases of delivering water to the people. But as of now, the department has got certain challenges in relation to that particular project. Hence, it's a very complex project. So there is a high level of uncertainty in terms of when are they going to deliver water to the people. One, the mines have not yet signed the agreement. And two, Eskom, which was a major stakeholder of that particular project, which was going to assist in injecting some certain resources in that project, has also pulled out. So now it leaves them with a huge amount of gap. What they have proposed initially is to meet with Treasurer today to try and see how they're going to resolve these uncertainties. Because having these outstanding agreements not being made, it gives them some difficulties of going to the financial market and raise funds, because if mines were signed those agreements, it was going to be possible for them to finance this project through government fiscal and through raising of funds from the financial market, which is loans basically. So now they're unable to go there because there are no agreements. So it means there's a gap. Three, I've also clarified the issue that was raised by Honorable Matlakane regarding to off-budgeting. Because as I was explaining yesterday, but I was also not convinced as well. So the way they define it is that they say if it's off-budgeting, it's not within the budget of the department. It's going to be borrowed from somewhere else. It's a debt capital. They refer it to as a debt capital. So when they borrow it, they're supposed to use this agreement from mines, because they serve as a guarantor that the department is going to be able to pay the debt. So that's the status quo. So what I've proposed to the person is that maybe it will be wise for the committee to make a follow-up meeting with the department after today's meeting with the treasurer, because the department apparently is meeting with the treasurer today to clarify these issues, to deal with these uncertainties, and come up with a way forward. It would be better for the committee to follow up on that meeting as to what are the resolutions, what is the way forward the treasurer and the department came into agreement in relation to this project. And thirdly, what we've decided to do is to leave the proposed changes as underlined. They start in page 4, some of them which are underlined. So I'll request the honourable members to look at them and see if they agree and if it's something that was proposed yesterday from page 4.
What are those changes
In page 4, in paragraph 1, there was an issue about, there was a deliberation about the service level agreements between department and mines. So, that paragraph was modified to the statement that says the committee is of the view that the conclusion of service level agreements between the department and mines is an important step which needs to be expedited. It was an input that was proposed by the committee that we need to put in this paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Now let's ask the doctor. I think that my understanding, subject to correction of the members, understanding is that what you're going to now is details.
But the broad issue was the delay. Because if you remember, we indicated from the beginning that the initial presentations by the department here were to the effect that they contributed part of the delay to this failure to sign agreements between the mines and them. When we got there, they refuted that, said, no, it has nothing to do with that, but there's an expansion that is taking place, that is taking place in the dam. I think it's about 5% or what? Yeah, that is contributed to that. But now, I think your report is saying that up to now, there's no buy-in from the mine. Now, there will be a meeting between the department and National Treasury today. In other words, I think it clarifies the issue of the service level agreement, because there's nothing on the table until the negotiations take place between I don't know whether it will be between the Department of Water Affairs, or it will be, I'm sure National Treasury will be involved in those kind of, it looks like it was supposed to be a triple P kind of project. Clearly we're informed there, and I think that the person that you spoke to also confirms that up to now, the mines have not signed, which is also giving, is creating some problems. Problems of certainty in terms of budgeting. Number two, the just ensuring that, or also, budgeting in the sense that we were informed that if then the clearly those people, the mines do not buy in, or the private sector doesn't buy in, National Treasury then would be approached to close the gap. Now they are saying they still would want to go out and borrow, but that will be conditional to the fact that the private sector has bought in into the project. I think that what we could do, my suggestion would be that we withhold the report, the final, the adoption of the report, until we have clarified these things with the Department of Water Affairs. I'm informed that tomorrow Water Affairs will be in Parliament for the EPC. Now the problem is in the mornings tomorrow is the caucus day tomorrow. Then in the afternoon, how do we handle it now? They suppose they are meant to finish at 4:30. Yeah. So that we would like to write as accurate a report as possible. We don't want to write a report that people will challenge that, well, it's not what we said to you. Honorable sir.
Chair, thank you, yes. I think it will be a bit premature for us to actually try and rush the department to see us tomorrow and for us to see the department. Simply from the point of view that I don't think they would have enough time to prepare themselves, with regard to the questions that we wanted specifically raised. So I think it's important that they come back later and that we tell them what, we want to know. Because what worries me is that when we build the dam, our main purpose is to make sure that the water gets to the people. That's what we want to achieve. Now, it doesn't get there because they can't continue with the project because the mines haven't bought in. Now, my argument is they should have had the mines buy in and signed before they started building the dam. Otherwise, we're going to sit and we get nowhere. And I'm sure if they did that, the mines would have signed at that particular point in time because that was a few years ago. And if they signed, we would have been over away now. They couldn't have withdrawn. But be that as it may, the fact is that we've got to get the water to the people, and we want to know from the Department of Water Affairs how we're going to achieve that.
Thank you.
Chair, thank you. I think what my colleague has said is very important. I think it's our core function is to let the people get the water, it's very important. But Chairman, I'm not an engineer, but I cannot see how that particular wall can be completed by April next year. I just don't see it's impossible as far as I'm concerned. Even if they work double shifts or something like that, I just cannot see how it could be completed. So, Chairman, I think we should take them to task. Say that they should give us another date, completion date, because I don't think that's a viable date, April next year, Chairman. Thank you.
I'm laughing because what you're saying was yesterday's debate yesterday that how possible is it that they could finish this. That's why we had to do this follow-up, because we're not convinced. Honourable Mother.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I agree with Honourable Rabi on reviewing the date of the completion. But to be honest, at the time of our visit, we were concerned that service level agreement had not been signed. I mean, if we are in line with this report and the time of our visit. But if we want to verify the other things, then we can withhold the report. But when we visited there, we were concerned that no service level agreement had been signed.
Honorable Mantaga, and after you, Honorable Tage, and Honorable
Mashiko. Thanks, Chair. Commenting on your view that maybe we should have further engagement with the department with respect to finalization of the report, I'm not sure whether we'll have sufficient time, given the kind of program we have unfolding with the budget. Perhaps we should find a wording that we put the safety valve in the wording around the service level agreement that enables that can say once this agreement is concluded, then there's going to be imperative that service level agreement is entered into, so that we don't withhold the report because of that particular sentence. So I think the phrase should be elastic enough for us to adopt the report at the end of this session. I think that on the second issue around the date, the new date and so on, well, I'm as skeptical as you are, but I think we should separate our view to the statement, which I can say at the moment is a statement of fact that they will finish by this time, and rather do a checkup when the time comes closer, rather than to pursue a matter of date, because remember they said that they will reschedule the work program internally. So I don't think that we should be pushing that. My view is we accept what they told us, that they will catch the water or harvest the water or whatever on that date, and we would like to see that when that date happens, when that date arrives. But on the issue of the phrasing, we just make it a little bit elastic. Now that the agreement has not been signed, they are meeting, we say once this concluded, then it will be imperative that the service level agreement is entered into, so that it's clear what party each party delivers to the deal. That would be my suggestion.
Thank you. Honorable Dagan.
Thank you, Chair. I think Honorable Ronald Lagan has covered, because I was looking at the fact that, or the recommendations that we should uphold the adoption of the report vis-a-vis the time left, and I think really that won't be possible for us. So I think the two should go, is it parallel?
And
yeah.
But further, I just want to find out from the members, didn't these people tell us that they will finish, if the mines don't sign, there won't be any problem. They will. Didn't they say something like that?
Yeah.
Which means they were actually not giving us. I think really we should defer this, and as honourable members say, and we give ourselves time and give them time so that when we go back to them, really, we should show them that we are not here to blame others, that we can just be fooled. And then when we turn our backs, we find that they were really not telling us facts. They were playing with us just to impress us that this will happen when they actually knew that it was not so. Thank you, sir. I was just going to say the department knew that we were coming, and they appointed the delegation, which they said thought was relevant, the technical people who are hands-on with whatever was happening, and for the mere fact that they were hands-on, they knew all the financial challenges facing them, because they have that budget that assists them to do the work. And they asked us just to tell us what their problems were, and they told us that whatever they give us, that nothing will obstruct their progress. So if they were not telling the truth, then the problem is with the department for not sending accountable people, because he actually told us that they were relevant people and would like to be involved in future, because they were never involved with whatever was happening. Because when we met the department, we had half information. When we met them, we thought we had the hands-on information. It's just that the part from the head office maybe did not link with the real people who are on the construction site. So we write what we are supposed to write, and as is already mentioned, we keep the whole department accountable for what's not right, because they can't send us people who are not informed to come and give us half information. They send them specifically because they knew they were relevant people to be on the site with us. Because I presume they were deployed, delegated by the top test people up there. Thanks.
I think that I really share your sentiments in that the reason why we inform the department when we take a visit is because we want them to send senior people. Who know. Now you get down there to people, the people who are supposed to be there are not there.
Yeah.
There's no information. But you know, at the same time, that is another process. If we compile a report here in Parliament, that is not accurate. The minister will pick up a report, everyone will pick up a report and say, this report is incorrect. Challenge us. I think that what we need to do is to take the, let's withhold the report and take the department into task for not sending the relevant people. Because what Loma has found out is that the people who spoke to us, actually, in fact, even those people, if you remember, they kept on saying negotiations are taking place at another level, not at their level, at another level. And that another level, we never got. We came back after 3 days. We had not reached that another level. Now, I think that what we need to do is just as soon as possible, get a date. I agree with Honorable Swap that maybe it shouldn't necessarily be tomorrow. We give them notice that on this date, we would want you to come and clarify these things. Yeah, so that we must give them sufficient time. To prepare for that. And the issue that is being clarified is not only that sentence of the SLH. It's the issue, the what they told us. Honorable Tage is correct to say this. And that's what we yesterday we also emphasized, that what you say and we did say yesterday, that they said with or without the cooperation of the mind, they will continue. But, you know, if you're given junior people now who do not have exactly the fact, it's a problem. Now we hear that now already today there are negotiations that are taking place around this, because Honorable Luba Matlagana was very strong yesterday and other day, that how can they say that? In fact, I don't know what was Mr. Smith who kept on saying, no, we always knew that we will have to fill up the gap between what National Treasurer gives and what you call it, and then the department will always fill up. And the question of baseline budgeting and what arose. But clearly, it was a waste of time, those discussions. They were not what you call it. So it's clear that let's accept the fact that we suspend this report. We get the Department of Home Affairs to clarify these questions, but exactly, so that our report should be as accurate as possible.
Okay.
Sorry.
In the invitation, we specifically showed them that we are not happy with what happened, because the purpose was to go there and get full information, and we are satisfied with what the department did by sending us people. We don't just invite them. We must
also
have a record of our own, so that we shouldn't be seen as people sitting and people waiting being scoper. We just tell them a nice letter that outlines our dissatisfaction in the invitation, not just an invitation to them.
Unfortunately, I only received this now, but you know, that's not your fault. I don't see any reference in here, just glancing through quickly, the fact that the initial underspending was due to the fact that they had the amounts they received were ring-fenced. And then they couldn't spend that money, but the ring-fenced remained. In other words, that is why they rolled that funds over, you know, all the time. But it was allocated specifically for that project. So, you know, it's not clear in this. And I just don't want to feel that they come in and said, hey, but we told you the money was ring-fenced, and why, you know, why are you hopping on this? So, you know, that's the one thing. The other one, Chair, is that I think somewhere I see that there's a recommendation here with regard to the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, but we specifically also ask them how they deal with the traditional leaders in those areas to make sure that, you know, that people are being serviced in terms of water and sanitation, etc. And I just feel that we should bring the traditional leaders in here somewhere in the recommendation.
What is going to happen, you're right. What we did yesterday, we went through the report, made some corrections. The report that we have in you having is not an updated report. But we would like the researcher and to work on the updated report, which also has got findings before the recommendation. Maybe it's a report that will come back to people before we will finalize. Okay.
As we pass to this subject, can you just re-clarify to me so that I'm clear? We say we will defer, we're holding this report until we get further input from the department. The as crisp as possible, what do we want to get from the department? What do you want to get from them that will change the report materially? I just want to understand that. Because in my own little understanding, the fact remains a fact. including what they are negotiating about, which is not concluded, is what we have seen. And we don't have the details about what that negotiation is about, where they are, because the junior official told us about that. So I just want to get in my mind what will change the materially the report as it stands, insofar as this department officials are coming to brief us. If you could please just help me to understand that, because as for now, I'm struggling to understand that main key reason.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Now, I think that there will be some changes, asking about material changes to the report. I think that some of the changes that are there, now I'm not sure whether the interpretation will be correct of being material or is the one where a Pelevan started with the issue of delivery, what does this delivery mean? Our assumption was that delivery would mean that the water would get to the people come 1st of April 2011. They insisted. But now, what they are saying, and that is how we have what you call crafted the report. Now, what they are saying, no, we did not mean that. We mean that the dam would begin to store water on the 1st of April. That is one part. But the second thing is that the report that we got is what another Pusake was saying, that with or without the support of the mine, everything, the report would continue. Now, we find now that no, that is not accurate, actually. They do need that support because clearly, without them having clearly put it to us, this was a public-private partnership a project, even it was not a full private, a triple P project, but they also banked on the mines buying underwater cars on this. But now they are worried that now the mines have not bought it, and if they go out to raise the loan, they know that they will only get support on condition that the mines have bought on this thing. It's known that, well, there will be a commercial part, because it's clear that the social, what they call a component, will not be able to pay for the loan. But if there's a commercial, what they call a buy-in, then they can be able, the people who give the loan can give it, knowing that your mines, your Eskom, and everyone will have a buy-in. I think there will be some changes, but then the other changes will really be minor changes then that would request members to read. But you're lucky, Honorable Swar, because we have not finalized the report. If we had finalized the report, once it's final, it's final. So, colleagues, shall we leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Tavia?
No,
I think that I'd like to. Because I was just going to say, actually, our oversight. And when we do oversight, we are actually looking at the fact of accountability. And we are actually looking at the fact that do people put there by government as officials, as accounting officers, whether they are doing their job. And I think another thing is to prove whether the information that we get from the department is a reliable information that can assist in our accountability, in our oversight role, and in speeding up or expediting the process of service delivery. So what I want to say is that we went there for the first time, for the first visit, and this is the type of the report that we got from them, right? And for me, I would say, we got this report as it was. And then it's only when we made a telephonical report through our researcher, we found that this information that was put here was not reliable, was not accurate. So for me, I would say, first phase, we went there, we got this report. So let's go ahead and adopt it. And then we made some indications that when we made a follow-up, a telephonical follow-up, we found that this was not accurate. As a result, we want that department to come here and tell us why did they present something to us with themselves they knew was not going to be able to be achieved. So for me, if we say we defer the report, we don't adopt it now, it's as if we are trying to protect them somehow. Sometimes it's as if when we say these departments, when we go to them, we get information that is not reliable, that we cannot use. It's as if sometimes we are just trying to be impossible. But I think this is true proof what is actually happening as far as accountability is happening in the government. So I really don't know.
Can I suppress everyone now? Mm-hmm. I'll take a decision. Please. I think that you're quite right. You 100%, everyone agrees with what you say. But the fact of the matter is that we can't adopt, knowing we adopt a report that we know that it is not actually. We can only fight with it. I think Comrade Mashepa put it very clear that in the letter, it must be put very strongly to them that we object to the way they treated us. And as a result, now we have to get information, bits and pieces, after having come from there. And we had warned them before. They knew that we were going there. It's true what you say, they delegated people. Now it's them that say, no, those people didn't give you the correct information. But all we're saying is that the problem is that once this document becomes a public document, is presented, there are other people other than them who have access to this report, which will be an inaccurate report. And I think that it will be an indictment upon us to produce a report that we know that it is not actually correct. So I really request members and would suppress anyone that now we close it at this stage. Let's get a date. Togo will give us a date, and we come and speak to these people. But I agree that we write as strong letter as possible to them. That's real. I mean, they are wasting our time now. We have to defer this report. Thank you very much, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Mr. Togo.